in English is 55, and it's celebrating their 55th anniversary release. Yeah. This one came in a beautiful little box.
Oh, man, nice, such a good presentation.
Love a coffin.
Beautifully constructed.
Oh, that was the coffin box.
Had a San Andreas wrapper.
Yeah.
Nicaraguan tobacco. And this is my favorite one of the
four.
That
old coffin kind of reminds me of those old Camachos they used to have, like the Ditkas.
So sadly, I found out that cigar won't be in a coffin. That was just for a PCA little presentation because I asked.
Yeah.
I
was I'm going to keep my coffin then.
Yeah. I think they're selling them in boxes of 10.
I think that I think that as a packaging choice is gone. It takes up too much space, you know, for the retailer. I think it's confusing that the consumer cannot actually see, you know, the product that they're buying, and, you know.
And it adds to the overhead on cost as well.
And one of the benefits of it back in the day used to be helping the cigar age, but you have, now they put them in cellophane. Like, I'm smoking exactly what we're talking about, the Cinco de Cinco.
Oh, you're smoking that
I'm smoking it right now. And even when you pull it out of the coffin, it's in cellophane. So it's still, it's just
like defeats,
so it's like defeats the purpose, man. So it's literally just, you know, but I'm really enjoying the cigar right now. I'm smoking it with ease. It's not, it's really great. I love it. So
what kind of rating you guys want to give this stick?
I'll give it a 3.
I gave it a 3.
All right.
Well, there you go, man. What's in the box?
I had the Arrow. Go ahead.
No, that's what we're always talking about. What's in the box?
And I had the Arista Midnight. This stick was nice. It was complex. It went out a couple of times. The draw was a little too easy, but it had really good full flavor, dark Ecuadorian wrapper, Ecuadorian shade binder, and the tobacco was a blend of Nicaragua, Dominican Republic, and USA. It was a pleasant stick. I gave this one 2 rings.
So what? That was a Arista. How do you say there?
Arista Midnight.
Arista. Okay.
Or Artista. Yeah.
Artista.
Was it Artista?
It's Artista.
That's what
Artista.
I thought it was. Artista.
In Espanol.
Yeah.
That's Ram stuff, right?
Yeah. Yes. We got to hang out in their booth.
Killer,
they were
dude.
Nice. And I actually got to interact with the family. You know, it's a family brand. And so I was talking with the patriarch of, you know, this brand was sitting there. But I want to say that was actually his granddaughter that was sitting there with me as well. And she's actually over the operations area. And it was really interesting, you know, hearing her talk about the show in general. And we had some of that same, you know, questions about, you know, what are some of the things you're looking for out of the show? And I think she's just so far out of the sales process, you know, for sure.
So we're going to take a little break here. And when we come back, we're going to touch a little bit more on Artista.
It's not just the destination, but baby, the whole elation riding down this lover's avenue. Slow as a willow blows, or as fast as the whirlwind grows, we glide beneath the stars in cobalt blue. Look to the left, to the right, keep your eyes on the road, my darling, wondering if we're only passing through. My hand is yours forever, sweet love. Our eyes ahead on these back roads with a view.
And we're back. So let's just talk a little bit more about Artista, man. That booth was awesome that they had.
They had a great product line.
I actually got to talk to Ram himself. We spent about 45 minutes talking about video games and BS the whole time, but didn't even talk about cigars, which is awesome to me.
Yeah.
Because your cigar can be mediocre, and if you're awesome, I'm going to support you.
Yeah. This is a brand I think we're going to come back and look at a a takeover episode.
Kevin from Artista was actually texting me right now.
So actually, I'm looking forward to that.
We smoked one in our $5 blind.
We did.
The paper boy.
The paper boy.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I panned that hard.
Yeah. Well, so that's actually what Ram rolls and smokes for himself in the factory.
I'll pray for him.
Yeah. I love it. I don't care what Mike says. Mike's opinion sucks anyway.
You don't enjoy your own brand, right?
That's pretty much. Yeah.
So Justin was actually there with me while we were hanging out with Ram. What did you think about him?
He was really cool, but it was just awesome seeing three generations of one family and seemingly in harmony, all loving different aspects of the cigars. And it was just like a little vacation in the PCA. It was really cool.
That he actually invited us down to the DR to come check out their facility and factory and stuff. So that's cool. And we are probably going to take him up on that.
Oh, absolutely.
No passport needed.
Yeah, no password. The password is Pompadour.
No passport.
Oh.
But yeah, the password as well. You know. Nice.
Right. So I want to touch on that Cinco Cinco again. I haven't smoked mine yet. But if it's anything
love it.
Like the Cuatro Cinco, which is a staple, I love that cigar. I've got a couple releases of the TAA exclusive of it, and it is just fantastic.
I'll look forward to trying that when I come up.
Anybody else?
No, I mean, I love this whole series that they've done. I mean, I'm a big Hoya fan. It's, if you don't know much, they're the basically the first operating factory in Nicaragua, like in 68, I think it was.
Right.
But so they've got a lot of history and heritage. The Antonio's great. Their Connecticut's great. But this whole line is awesome. And honestly, one of my favorite things I love about it, weirdly, is the San Andreas wrapper up against the nice kind of emerald green band it's got. I don't know. I'm a sucker for how a cigar looks too.
Yeah, I'm banding,
and
man.
So to me, the color match is really good. I think I can't wait to see how the boxes are going to look, and I'm excited for it.
Not to mention their world marketing rep was an absolute jewel.
Oh, absolutely.
Not to be too on the nose with the branding. That's what
conversation was great.
But that kid has it down.
Man.
And it did not feel rehearsed or practiced. It felt real. It felt like he actually believed the brand and lived the brand.
That dude loves that brand.
Yeah.
And you can tell that dude loves his brand because of how he talked to us about the brand.
Took us through the whole history of Hoya de Nicaragua, and you know, same like Nate, I was already a fan, and that just absolutely has cemented me as a smoker of Hoya de Nicaragua. Yeah.
Can we just talk about, did you guys see the little box that they have coming out? It's a limited edition box, and you can play like finger hockey. Did you see that?
That was cool.
So once the box is empty, it's got a hole cut in the lid and the bottom. So when it's open, it's like the one of those you finger, you have to get it in the hole. You got to finger it in the hole. Yeah.
I'm sure there's a name for it.
Yeah. I don't know the name of that game.
Here we go.
Help, I'm being repressed.
But yeah, they've done that once before with some game called Shut the Box, and they made it where it was like, all right, once the box empty. Yeah, they have some game you can play with dice and stuff, and so it was interesting, but I think it's fun, you know. So buy a box of those and then you get a free game.
I think that's an awesome marketing strategy, and I think that if more cigar manufacturers could do something with their
to repurpose their packaging.
Absolutely. I mean, there's hundreds of people out there making jewelry boxes for their wives, or making knickknack boxes in
their
tool shed,
antique store for $10.
Yeah, like the cigar box, you can get it at the cigar shop for $1, but if you go to the antique store, it's $15. You know, it's cool. So, what was your? You had one more cigar, right?
Yes, my last cigar was the Falto Mentor. And it was in honor of his mentor.
Was that Privada Falto?
Falto's the brand.
Okay.
Yep. And it's Ecuadorian wrapper, Brazilian and Nicaraguan binder. I got like walnuts, espresso notes out of it. Really good flavor, decent construction, easy draw. It was pleasant.
Now, that's the one with the Sumatra and the Cameroon binder, right?
Yes.
Okay, cool. So what was your rating on that?
I gave it a 2 just because the draw was a little too easy.
Yeah, do you think that was humidification or do you think that was just an actual in it?
I think there wasn't a ton of filler.
Okay.
When they put the filler evenly distributed throughout the stick, you get like the right draw.
Yeah.
And the right balance. But other than that, it was really good.
You think you might revisit that if you get it, find it on a shelf somewhere?
If it came my way, I would smoke another one, sure.
Awesome. Well, up next, we got...
What's his rating on that
Yeah, one? He rated it a 2.
I gave it a 2.
He gave it a 2. Sorry, Mike's not paying attention
I
again.
Was preparing for my Just own for, discussion.
I got this, okay? We're good. So, I want to ask you, what was your favorite thing about PCA? And don't say Mike's grapefruit drink, because we're going to talk about that in small group later.
I've only been to consumer-facing events, and I've never worked in a cigar store. So this is like first view of cigars as a business. And I ran into a lot of the cigar retailers from South Florida. So it was like a reunion. Half of them are lawyers that don't want a lawyer anymore. Go
right,
figure.
Right. Can I be your lawyer?
You know, it was a huge event. Like it took a whole day to like slowly walk it. And the first day was like chaos to me.
Oh, yeah.
But by the end, you knew where you were going. You knew who you were talking to. And I think if I went year after year, I'd make more friends, deeper connections, and have even more fun. And it was fun seeing that timeout guy. It's like a brand new person
who's
a hobbyist.
Yeah, we're going to talk a lot about that.
He did his own brand. So
yeah, we're going to talk about
Neil. Yeah, we'll talk about him. Neil, good guy.
Well, we're going back in March, so the next one's in March, and that's the last one in Vegas until the following year, which will be in New Orleans, which is meh.
March will be fun because this time was like 112 degrees.
Not in New Orleans.
Yeah, well, July in New Orleans is
one of Vegas.
I will say I've also done PCA in New Orleans, and finding places to smoke is not like Vegas.
Well, there's casinos there, but they do not allow smoking.
They do not allow smoking.
Okay, really?
Casinos, yeah.
Wow.
All right. Well, up next, we're going to go through good old boy Mike's experience, which I'll try to keep him short. I know he's a little long-winded, but work with me, folks, because I know he's been chomping at the bit to tell us about his cigars. And don't forget your girth.
Girth.
Oh, where is she?
I don't know. Where is she? Where's the
girl?
Did you delete the girl?
No, she's right there. It'll probably fire off in the middle of me talking. So the very first day, we were we took a moment to just hang out in a herf with a bunch of other people during a happy hour. And somebody gave me a cigar. I think it was it you that
probably.
Gave me the, yeah. So this cigar is from Ferreira Cigars.
That thing.
Yep. It is called the... Diosa Latino, and a really interesting cigar. If you got to see our quick video that I really screwed up a lot of things in the middle of when I was talking about the cigar, I really didn't know what I was looking at, so I'm sorry about that. But just an amazing craftsmanship of what this thing looked like. It is absolutely the most gorgeous cigar I have ever seen. It has this very decorative cap on it, and all of this entire cigar is about the symbolism of Latino women. So Diosa is the goddess in Latino. So it's the goddess of women is basically what this celebrates. The entire cigar is actually made by women. And I'll go through all the symbolism of this cap. Is it just comes over, you know, the end, and then it has some bands that come off the back and cross each other and then go around the cigar. If you've ever seen the CAO Basin, Amazon Basin, very similar, you know, kind of decoration of just using tobacco as a band itself. And so the particulars on this cigar, it is, let's see, it is, the binder is from Mexico. The filler is from, get this, there are actually five different elements of this filler. So
yeah, it was a lot to take in.
I'm going
to
read all these real quick. So it is dry Honduras, N-O, I believe is what this is. Viso Dominicano, Viso Costa Rican, light Nicaraguan, and base Colombia are what's in the filler. So there are seven different tobaccos on this cigar itself. And so I was really like, wow, this is going to be, you know, either really, really interesting. And I was just so enamored with the craftsmanship looking at this thing. So the symbolism around this cigar is all about, again, celebrating Latina women. The cap actually comes down and actually represents the hair of a Latino woman. Mm-hmm. And the bands coming across are actually a symbolism of Mother Mary actually holding the Latina women in their arms.
Yeah.
And so... really fascinating symbolism in the way that they use a lot of these branding elements. I really love the story, and that is going to be the theme of all the cigars I'm going to talk about here at PCA. So that is really, you know, I'm a sucker for a good story many times, but my radar just was so enamored with how well this thing looked until I lit it. And unfortunately, it did not pay off very well. So the one thing that happened, so I actually did not smoke that cigar while we were at PCA. I actually waited until we came back. And
it was like a holy grail for you.
So the one thing that they told me that I needed to make sure to do was to punch the cap and not to guillotine cut it. So I followed the instructions to the letter and I punched the cap.
He had to go buy a punch because that's not his thing.
No, I have a punch. And so I'm sitting there and I'm lighting it. I'm using the Barger method, you know, and,
well, what's the Barger method?
Oh, it's all about blowing, baby.
Ooh, so, blow for me, baby.
Blow before you light it. And so the, I'm sitting there and I'm just, the draw is so hard. I just cannot get anything going on, you know, this cigar. And I found it was just, I was frustrated with it. And even what I was tasting, I'm like, wow, this is just not, the first third of this is just not happening for me at all.
Oh, that's a bummer.
And so finally, after, you know, probably at the first ash, I decided to guillotine cut the cap. I was just so frustrated with it all.
So you cut it?
Oh. I did. And so the draw came around and I'm like, cool. Now I can really enjoy this, except for the fact that I didn't. And I was just so disappointed. If you had looked at just, you know, my face was just melting. I'm going, I love to talk about,
paid to see this.
I would love to talk about this cigar and how amazing it is all day long. But it was just a kitchen sink. It was not balanced. It didn't have a good taste profile. There were just so many things about it that I was just like, wow, dang, this is so disappointing.
That breaks my heart.
So I found that it had a few burn line issues as I was going along. So it was just incredibly anticlimactic.
So what was your rating?
Well, I'm going to give it a 2 because I love the artistry about it. And I think that it's a great gift cigar, and I think for somebody that maybe wouldn't know the difference between, you know, something amazing and something not so amazing, and the storyline behind this, I think this would be great. There are two different wrappers on this, so I actually smoked the darker wrapper, and I'm not quite sure what it was, but I want to go back and have the Connecticut one, and maybe that'll change my mind, so we'll see.
Yeah, so now that cigar manufacturer is represented by... the BCA?
The Boutique Cigar Association. They have this very interesting section of the PCA.
They had a huge booth, and it was a lot to take in. I think there was a bunch of brands, like Caro Cigars, and there was a whole bunch of other brands that really stuck out that had a lot of cool things going. I actually got to meet one of the rollers or one of the owners of one of the brands, and he was super cool.
Yeah, I loved everybody that was there. I loved the guy that was... the master blender for this as well. And, you know, I know that there is magic there. They have some other things in their product line and I look forward to trying those.
I also got one of their espresso.
Yep. I didn't get to that one yet.
So that one's cool. So they said that, and then please, I'm sorry if I butcher this, but from my understanding is that when they age their tobacco on that particular cigar, that they lay the leaf out, and then they lay a layer of coffee beans on top of that cigar leaf, and then they lay another leaf and more coffee beans and leather. So it's not an actually...
Yeah, they age it that way.
Yeah, so it's not an... Yeah, you were there with me, weren't you? So it's not an actual...
I was.
It's not an infused cigar, but it like takes on the characteristics. So I'm pretty excited about smoking that one. Mm.
Hey, I hope you're really enjoying our discussion here about the PCA show, and we are going to have some extended discussion about the PCA show, the cigars we had there. So if you're listening to this particular episode and through the radio, thanks for listening to us.
Thank you so much for listening
and,
to us.
And check out the rest of our discussion and our online episode. And, you know, we have a lot more to say, a lot more great cigars to talk about.
Oh, yeah. We just still got two more people to go
just
through.
Just didn't fit in our radio format. So just check us out online, and you'll hear about a lot more great cigars. And
absolutely.
I have a lot more stories to talk about, you know, when we pick up the next segment
as
well.
Yeah, these stories ain't stopping. This train ain't stopping. So thanks again for listening to us on the radio.
Thank you.
So with that, we're going to wrap up this PCA episode. I would like to thank our host, good old boy Justin.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for being here. Good old boy Benjamin, thank you for being here.
Thanks for having me.
Good old boy Nate, thank you for being here.
Yeah, it's good to be here.
Good old boy Mike, thanks for helping me with this and being here.
Yeah, thanks. And hope you'll check out another exciting episode of Sip, Suds, and Smokes. I will ask you to keep on sipping.
Right?
Keep on smoking.
I just got a question. Am I going to be able to smoke now without somebody taking a picture of me?
Maybe not.
We'll see.
What a great show. PCA was a great event. We're lucky.
Awesome, man. Well, keep on smoking, folks, and thanks for joining us, and check out our other episodes. We do multiple things, from alcohol, tobacco, and coffee, and we just have a good time doing it.
Bye, everybody.
We hope you enjoyed this episode. If you're listening to us online, do yourself a favor and tap.
Just tap it in.
The subscribe button.
Give it a little tappy. Tap, tap, tap-a-roo.
The easiest way to listen to our show is to ask Siri, Alexa, Google, Uncle Larry, or whoever it is that talks to you on your phone, play podcast Sip, Suds, and Smokes. We love your feedback, and you can reach us at info@sipsudsandsmokes.com. Our tasting notes flow out on Twitter and Instagram with our handle @SipSudsAndSmokes, and our Facebook page is always buzzing with lots of news. You'll also be able to interact with the thousands,
millions,
and millions
of other fans on those social media platforms. Do us a favor. Take the time to rate this episode if you're listening to us online. That's a big help to us, and we get to see your feedback as well. Come back, join us for another episode, and keep on sipping.
Been a 110 Hand production of Sip, Suds, and Smokes, a program devoted to the appreciation of some of the finer slices of life. From the Dude in the Basement Studios, your host, the good old boys, will see you all next time.
We raised our hearts to the end just
smooth.